Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back into your homes once again, just to lift up the name of Jesus. This is Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and Betty Yearwood, Reaching the World for Christ. We're on Blog Talk Radio, so if you'd like to call in, be a part of this service, why, go ahead and call in on 310-742-1759. Just go ahead and call in, and we'll put you right on the line with us at 310-742-1759. So, you know, we're speaking today about prayer, so I want you just to join us, and we'll just worship the Lord in spirit and truth, and want to say that we're glad for all of our listeners out there and appreciate them, and if you call in or if you don't call in, we appreciate you listening to us. Call somebody up and tell them to tune in and listen so they might be blessed by the Lord's help. So you call in on 310-742-1759. We got a call in here now, so 770, go ahead and call and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Oh, this is Brother John, Brother Yearwood.
Well, praise the Lord, Brother John. Glad you called in there tonight.
We appreciate being with you here tonight and just want to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Amen.
Amen. Well, we're speaking tonight about prayer, so just go ahead, and if somebody else call in, well, I may have to holler at you and get them on the line there too, but go ahead and just obey the Lord there.
Well, tonight we are talking about prayer, and the Spirit of the Lord began to express to me out of Matthew chapter 26, beginning with verse 36, when Jesus was coming at the end of his life, and they went into the Garden of Gethsemane. That was the place of the oil press or the olive press, and he told and instructed his disciples to sit here while I go and pray yonder. He had to go a little bit farther, and he instructed his disciples that there was a place where they could go, but he had to go a little farther. Tonight, brothers and sisters, under the sound of my voice, you know, there's so far that we can go, but the Lord Jesus Christ will go a little bit farther. We need to watch and pray that we not enter into temptation. The Bible says that he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, which is James and John, and the Bible says that they were very sorrowful and very, very heavy. And he even instructed there in verse 38, he said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even in the death. He said, tarry ye here and watch with me. So he instructed them there to wait and watch with him. You know, he instructed, amen, the people that would tarry and just wait and watch for him, watch with him. The Bible said that he went a little farther there and he began to pray. There in verse 39, he said, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will. In other words, he was wanting the will of the Father, amen, to be done. This was a cup of death. This was a cup of sin. This was our cup. This wasn't his cup. But he chose by his love. The Bible says, greater love have no man than this than to lay down his life for a friend. And so we find in John chapter 15, verse 13. And so when the Bible says in verse 48, he came back to the disciples and he found them asleep. And he asked them, he said, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Could you not in this time? Church, we need to awake and watch with the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to come to a time of watching and praying. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary has a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The Bible says that we need to watch and pray, verse 41, that ye enter not into temptation. He began to tell the disciples that they not enter into this trial, that they not enter into this place. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. The flesh of man, the flesh of the disciples became weak. But we need to know tonight, amen, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 and 19, talking about watching under perseverance, praying in prayer, all prayer unto the saints, that a door of utterance might be opened unto us. So he went away the second time, and he prayed. He prayed the same prayer. He said, my Father, this cup may pass with me, except I drink it, thy will be done. He was willing, amen, the Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 through 8, even though he was formed in the fashion, he thought not robbery to be God, but he humbled himself to become obedient to the death. Jesus Christ was life. He could not die, but he had to humble himself. He had to let himself. He had to give his life. It wasn't taken, but his life was given. He had to give himself into death. That was our death, not his death, but he humbled himself and became in the fashion of a man. Then he comes to the end of it again, though, in verse 43, and found them asleep again, and their eyes were heavy. The Bible says he left them again for the third time, saying the same words. And then in verse 45, the Bible says, and then he comes to his disciples and says unto them, sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. We need to know tonight, he said, rise up, let us be going. Behold, he that his hand that doth betray me. At that time, and the hour where he seen his sorrow unto death, knowing that he had to lay down his life, knowing that he had gone forth. Church, tonight, we need to do the same thing that he has done. The Bible says in Luke chapter 9, amen, that he talked to them that we have to deny ourselves. The Bible says in Luke chapter 9, verse 23, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. We have to go by the death of the cross, the same way that the Lord Jesus Christ. If we save our life, it said in verse 24, we'll lose it. But if we lose our life, we'll save it. What did we do advantage if we gain the whole world and lose ourselves or be cast away? We need not to be ashamed of the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said in verse 27, he said, but I tell you the truth, there will be some standing here which shall not taste death until they see the kingdom of God. And ending up there, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 says this. He said, He said, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, we need to know tonight that we need to watch and pray, that we enter not in temptation. The Bible says, no temptation is taken you, but such is common in the man. But he will, with the temptation, make a way of escape. He will, with the trials, whatever you're going through tonight, brothers and sisters, whatever you're going through tonight, listeners tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ, if you'll watch and pray, that you won't enter into that. You won't fall into that trial. But the Lord Jesus Christ, by his word and by his spirit, will make a way of escape. He said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin. It's time for the church. It's time for us to lay aside the sin. When we come to a place of life and death, like in the Gethsemane, we need to lay aside the sins of our life, which so does easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, before the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. It's a finished work tonight. Jesus Christ, we were his joy that he come to the cross. We were his joy that he laid down his life that we might find life. We were his joy. James, John, Peter, those that were in God, those that fell asleep, those that were in sorrow, are with his joy. We are his joy tonight. Will you come? Will you watch and pray that you enter not into temptation? Call into the host tonight. If you need prayer, if you're in a life or death situation, if you're in the Garden of Gethsemane right now being pressed beyond measure, that the Lord Jesus Christ is there with you. He said, it's expedient that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. There's an abiding Comforter. There's an abiding Spirit tonight. If you'll just reach out, watch and pray, and enter in to the joy of the Lord. Amen. Go ahead, brother.
Well, So, John, we've got a call in here. 423, go ahead and come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hey, yes, sir. Bobby Petty, Brother Petty, brother. You know what? I'm in Loudoun, but I'm from Sweetwater. But I've got a repair job. My boy's in Alabama, and I'm trying to get a drop store going up here in Loudoun. But I just want to call in and say hello and take a praying for you, and you be praying for me, and hope someone gets saved tonight, filled with the Holy Ghost, or be blessed. And I'm always blessed when I call in and listen to the other testimonies and everything. So you have a good one, and we'll be talking at you later. And I'm going to call Connie now, see if I can get her to call in. And I hope Clara's listening. Hope she's going to call in. And so we'll talk at you later. And have a good one. And
okay.
God bless you.
God bless you. 740, go ahead and come in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Oh, this is Pastor Mike, brother of Chillicothe, Ohio. I was just calling in, got a little late, got late calling in there, but trying to get through. So, was that Pastor Bob there calling? Was that Pastor Bob talking there?
Yeah, it, he's done gone off now. He's done. He's on a run there.
Yeah.
We got Brother John Samples in there from Thompson, Georgia.
Okay, praise the Lord. Okay. Yeah, well, I know that you're still talking on prayer, but I got to looking here at James 5:15, and it tells us that if there's any, or 14, I'm sorry, if any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. So if there's any sick, and then, you know, it tells us that they shall be, if they committed any sin, it shall be forgiven them. So,
amen.
So if we call in and ask for prayer, God will heal. He is a miracle healing God.
Yes, he is.
And praise the Lord, yes. And then, of course, in Matthew 9:22, it says, but Jesus turned him about and went. He saw her. He said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole, and the woman was made whole from that hour. So, praise God. He is. He'll comfort us, and we just have faith in God. He said, thy faith hath made you whole. So if you have faith to believe that God can do it, he will do it, because the Bible said in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the subject of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you,
praise
Jesus. Hallelujah.
I tell you what, you know, the prayer will change the things. The prayer will make the old path good and sweet if we just only trust him and call up on him. And as you've done told us there, you know, James 5 and 14 over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 14. Is any sick among you, call for the elders of the church, anoint them with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord
will
raise them up. You know, I tell you what, if the people that whenever, if they've committed any sin, they'd be forgiven. You know, if people would only realize what that verse is telling us, praise God that he has healed them, he's done forgiven them of their sins. They just need to walk in the ways of the Lord after they've been prayed over, and if they'll accept that and walk in that way, they can be Christian. And they got their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life if their sins are forgiven. And that's
amen.
What everybody, you know, really ought to tell the person whenever they pray over them, anoint them with oil, and pray a prayer of faith over them. If they've been healed, then their sins are forgiven. Then
amen.
They need to walk uprightly before God and continue in the faith that they've started with. You know, I tell you
amen.
What, that's what it's all about. That's what it'll take to get us into the kingdom of God.
Amen. You know, brother, just quickly here, I don't want people thinking, well, I'm supposed to call the elders of the church. No, you can call anybody for prayer. Because the Bible tells us to pray for you one another. So you can call any preacher that you know. You can call any family member that are saved. If they're saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, and they're a prayer warrior, you can call them, ask for prayer, and God will hear their prayers.
That's right. Well, 16th chapter of Mark, where it said, the believer shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
That's it, brother. That's it, yeah.
You know, he didn't say that he was a preacher, and he didn't say that he was anybody special,
right.
but praise God, it's just be a believer, call in.
That's it, a believer, hallelujah.
And lay hands on them and pray over them, they can be healed. Well, that's
right. It said, if a man loosed his faith in God, hallelujah. It's that faith, brother, in God.
Amen.
If you don't have that faith and you say you're doubting your mind, then it's like the wave of a sea that is driven and tossed with the wind. That's in James 1:6 tells us that, brother. So have faith. Waver not in that faith. Believe God is able to do it. Stand tall, and he is the one that heals and sets you free. He is the deliverer. Mm-hmm. He'll deliver you and make you whole. Hallelujah. He's a savior. He will save you.
That's right. Amen. Brother John?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm here, brother. Well, you know, you were talking about, I remember the time where the man that had palsy and Ford brought him up and brought him in, and it was on the Sabbath day, and they come, and when he come by in this bit of affliction,
amen,
said, thy sins be forgiven thee.
Right.
But he said, he talked to the man, and said he didn't declare that his sins were forgiven to him, because that they may know,
amen,
that they may know that the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, the Son of God, has power on the earth to forgive sins.
Amen.
Because those the religious people at that time knew that there was only one that could forgive sins. Truly, he was the Lord Jesus Christ. Truly, he was God manifested in the flesh. Truly, he had the power. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto him. So he had the power to forgive sins. And he even asked him, he said, which was easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or rise, take up thy bed and walk? And see, they didn't want this work, so the Sabbath. They didn't want this man to take his bed and walk, because this was a Sabbath. This is considered a works.
Yeah.
And so they had been bound every time to enter into the rest of the Lord Jesus Christ, because healing was considered a works, and you couldn't do it at the time. Where every time they would come together, they were bound because it was considered a works. So no one reached out, no one prayed, no one interceded, no one was. There was a lot of hearers of the word, but not doers of the word. The Bible says, be not only hearers of the word, but he does also, because we become as beholding a natural man in a glass. In other words, we begin to look in the mirror and we forget what manner of man we are. The church has forgotten that many times we begin to look in the mirror. We begin to behold our own lives, our own ways, our own things. And we forget that. With that, the Bible says in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, to think on the things of others rather than the things of ourselves. If we'll give our lives, not only in laying down our lives, not only in just giving completely, the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 22, he says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourselves a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable, which is your reasonable service. We need to lay down our lives. These men bore this man up. They carried him up. But the man, Christ Jesus, come. And his sins were forgiven, and he was healed at that moment. And then he arose, and amen. And the reason why he had to take up his bed, there's too many people leaving the things of affliction in the life. That's the reason why he had to remove that where he did lay, where he did it. Those underneath the son of the Lord, you need to take up the things of affliction in your life anymore. That which you, wherever you did lay, when Jesus Christ declares you to be whole, when Jesus Christ declares you to be healed, you need to take up these things of affliction, these things of death, and remove them out of your life. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, I tell you what, if people just only realize, you know, whenever the Lord touches them, he does the work that he desires to do.
Amen.
If people would just only walk in the faith, you know, he said he measured every man a certain measure of faith. So every one of us had a measure of faith measured unto us. And, you know, we just need to take that faith whenever we ask God for something and stand on it and say, God, you said it, and I believe it, and I'm going to agree with it, and I'm going to stand on it, and I'm going to receive it. And whenever we do that, then God's obligated to meet our need. And, you know, I tell you what, it's time that people and the trouble and the hours that we're living in now, I mean, just like we were talking here earlier this evening in our home, we had a visitor here, and I was telling him, I said, you know, when they took priors out of school and all that stuff, I said, that's the reason, that's the result that we get that we had up here in Connecticut just the other day by taking the priors out of school. You know, whenever we were kids growing up, we had priors in school. We had Bible reading in school before the classes ever started. You never heard of nothing like that. Maybe every now and then a kid might carry a pocket knife into school and they'd take it away from him. That'd be the end of it to the end of the year. And or chewing gum, something like that. But now that ain't nothing like that in the schools anymore. They have guns and everything else. That's all because of they taking the priors out of school, and all because they took the Bibles out of school. It's because all this stuff is going on this day and time now. And I tell you what, it's a time that people get back to the old landmark and fall down on their knees and begin to cry out to the Lord and asking God to have mercy upon us that we can do something for him. You know, his word tells us over in 1 John over there, he said that for us to sin not, but if we do sin, we have an advocate with the Father, and his Son's blood will cleanse us from all sin. And, you know, I tell you what, it's time of that people get back and start praying and seeking God. You know, 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, of them people that is called by my name, if they will humble themselves and seek my face, and I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. You know, it's time that God's children get back to the landmark and start praying and start seeking after God and God's will, and we'll get some of this stuff changed. That spirit that is out there now is not ordained of God, but it's ordained of Satan. That's the reason all the murders and everything that's going on is because of people have let down. You know, I told them Sunday morning when I was preaching down in Georgia down there, I told them, I said, listen, I said, whenever Madam O'Hara stood up and took the priors out of school, one woman took the priors out of school, but the Christian people stood by and let her do it. God's people should have been on their knees crying out to God and put a stop to that stuff. And the devil is still raging. He's still on his throne. And he's still doing the things that he desires to do. It's time that God's people come back to the old landmark and look out the old paths and walk therein. I tell you what, it's time that God's children start looking toward God, start looking toward the throne, and start looking toward the kingdom of God and saying, Lord, have mercy on us. We're down here in trouble. We just need you to pass through. And when we start doing that, God will start answering some of our prayers if we will turn from our evil ways and turn to him. I tell you, God is talking to the church whenever he said over in 2 Chronicles 7:14, he said for us to pray and seek his face and turn from our evil ways. He wasn't talking to the man down there in the bar room. That man down in the bar room, he ain't going to be listening no way. But he's talking to his people, one that's called by his name. So that's one he's talking to and telling them they need to turn from their evil ways and turn to him and cry out to him. And God will hear us and he will answer us and he will do the work for us that we desire him to do if we'll only pray and seek his face. I want to say again, if anybody out there want to call in, be a part of this, or want prayer for anything, I want you to call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll pray with you and believe God with you that he will answer your prayer, and he'll take care of you, and he'll meet your need. He'll give you whatever that you have the desire of. According to his word there, he said, if you, when you're praying and whatever you desire and you doubt not, you shall receive. And praise God, if we'll pray in honesty before him and tell him what we have the need of and what we desire, and God will give it to us. I believe that because his word said it, and his word is forever established in heaven, and he'll always be there, and he'll always be exactly of what he said. So if you want to call in on 310-742-1759. We'll pray with you. These Brother John down there from Thompson, Georgia, and Brother Mike up in Chillicothe, Ohio, we'll take you before God and believe God to meet your need of whatever it is. Just give us a call and let us know about it, and we've all three will be praying for you even after we go off the air. And just trust God that he will meet your need. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Brother John, you wanna, we got about 3 minutes and a few seconds left. You want to tell us about your church there and the time you're servicing? We'll let Brother Mike tell his, and then we'll go to the Lord in prayer and pray for everybody's needs.
Well, we're here in Thomaston, Georgia. It's about 75 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia. We're on East Main Street here in Thomaston, Georgia. Our services are Sunday morning at Sunday school at 10 o'clock, regular service at 11 o'clock, and then our Sunday evening services is at 6 o'clock, and then we have a Wednesday night service at 7 o'clock. And so we just want to invite all of you to come and be praying, lifting up our church. It's Zion Tabernacle is the name of it. And we want to just lift up and pray one for another. And we appreciate the opportunity to be on the radio and this talk and to spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead there, Brother Mike.
I think it'd be easier for them to just go to harvesttabernacle.net, and that way they can get the address, phone number, everything they need right there.
Okay.
That'd save a few minutes of time there. That would be harvesttabernacle.net, N-E-T.
Okay. Harvest Tabernacle in Chillicothe, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Nick can get everything right there.
We got about 2 minutes left, so let's just go to the Lord in prayer and pray for everybody's needs and just trust God to meet your needs.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we go to
your
treatment right now, Father.
Lord, we thank you and pray. We give you glory and honor. That your word would not be given to you, Lord. And Father, we just ask you, God, that would touch lives. That, Lord, this word
will convict you.
Christ, these other churches, that you will lift them up. But these ones, death has come.
Lord,
in the name of
the
Lord, that's a sorrow and death. And Father, they would come and they would watch
God.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord, that you will heal each and every one of us. Father, we give you
Lord, Lord,
in honor for it all. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Praise God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I'm glad you brothers called in there tonight.
Oh,
we've got just a few seconds left, and praise the Lord. Now, next Tuesday night, I don't know for sure, since it be Christmas or not, that we'll be on. But we'll let you know if we're going to be on or whatever. But if we don't, why, we'll be on probably New Year's night, Lord's willing. And So just everybody just be a praying and just pray about what the subject will be starting out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hear me there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, then. Our time's done up and gone, so God bless you. We love you, and we'll talk to you the next time.
God bless you.